This is the Big Biz Show. What's so funny about investing money, you ask?
Play ball.
The Big Biz Show with Russ and Sully hope to answer that. Top-rated insightful financial analysis. If you're looking for insightful financial perspective on key market strategies, keep looking. I told you, this is the Big Biz Show. Hello. This is Russ and Sully.
Hey there, Big Biz audience. Big Biz Show is on the air. We've been talking to our TV audience, and now we pick up the radio audience all the way across American Forces Radio Network and Biz Talk Radio and iHeartMedia and all that stuff. Good to have you along, including our TV audience. There's Rusty Elf right there. Nice to have you, Russ.
Hi there.
Can you hear that? We're right under the flight path at Miramar. Not sure if you can pick that up. Here, let me see if we can. Do you hear that, Diz? You probably can't hear that. F-18 just went over. As I said, Armed Forces Radio. It's like when the opening of the national anthem at an NFL game and the planes fly over. That's what they do for us every time we start.
That's
the show.
Right. Hard to time.
Seems
out
like every time we're on the air.
Right.
They fly over. Great to have you along. Real quickly, let's take a look at the numbers before we get to James Hurston. Dow Jones, NASDAQ, and S&P all testing highs. Huh? And I'm going to give you a story a little bit later in the program. Why Patagonia power vests with Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan logos are selling for $200 on eBay. Yeah, you know those vests? I'll tell you about it. NASDAQ, Dow Jones, S&P, all at record high levels. We're closing on the barrel at 8,000 on the NASDAQ.
No blood here, mister.
Almost 3,000 on the S&P, and of course the Dow Jones. Boy, Dow Jones on a tear, almost at 27,000.
What's it called when it's not a bleeding screen, or what'd you say?
Well, my screen's not bleeding? Screen's bleeding?
Is it growing? Is it Earth Day?
It's like Christmas. Blooming? I don't know. No, it's just my screen's bleeding when it's red everywhere.
Right.
Today, it's, it looks like Christmas.
There it is.
There you go.
Looks like Christmas.
Feels like Christmas. No, it looks like St. Patrick's Day.
There you go.
March. You know what?
And, you know,
St. Patrick's Day, right?
Wasn't that recently? I'm still blurred.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Dow Jones, NASDAQ, S&P all looking pretty good today. So I'll keep you abreast of that.
So no impeachment?
Well, let's talk about that, because James Hurston. Boy, the far left wants to impeach Donald Trump. The left is starting to feel like they're more. There seems to be a moderate left and a left left, which is splitting the party, which is probably good for re-election. James Hurston here from Newsmax. James, the post-Mueller report festivities have begun, haven't they? James.
Yes.
James there. James, you with us?
Yes. Hello.
There you go. There
you
go.
I said the aftermath of the Mueller report.
Yes,
right?
I said the festivities have begun, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
No. There's no question. But what it's done, you know, we look at the two sides. Donald Trump is now an incumbent with experience, who has weathered the storm. And as far as a majority of the public, they're sick of this whole thing. And Mueller being over means it's over, and to move on to actual governance. And that's what the leadership of the party wants to do, essentially, because they see the polls. The polls show that people who identify themselves as very liberal, people who are fans of the trio of freshman congressmen, Ocasio-Cortez, Omar, and Tlaib, those people are just salivating for impeachment. But the rank-and-file Democrats, I guess we call them lunch pail Democrats, they're against it. Vast majority are against it. And so what we see is now those that are the most active, those that have the energy, those that vote in the primaries are pushing the presidential candidates towards a pro-impeachment position, which has already happened with Elizabeth Warren and others. And they're all going to fall in line and be pro-impeachment because they're following the leadership of these three chairmen who have a secret agreement and went on the Sunday shows over the weekend and said, we're going to pursue impeachment, and we're talking about Gerald Nadler, Adam Schiff, and Elijah Cummings. So you've got a deeply divided party on a very significant issue. And on the other side, you have the most united Republican Party in decades.
Uh-oh.
Because of the fact that even Republicans who were sometimes Trumpers, we'll call them, have nowhere else to go.
So So here's my... Well,
establishment people are saying, we've got to align behind the president.
Okay, I've got a question for you, and here's my question. Does that splitting of the Democrat Party, does that work in favor of the divide and conquer feeling for the Republicans, or will the left faction, led by a number of notable Democrats, is that gonna lead the way?
Well, no, it's going to lead the way to oblivion. It leads the way towards a sequel, if you will, to the McGovern-Nixon presidential election, where Nixon had a 49-state landslide. Hmm. Now, demographically, it's not possible for Trump to have that many states. But if the election were held today against any of the candidates, I believe Trump would have a 40-plus state advantage today based on the approaches that the Democrat Party has taken, abolishing ICE, no borders, killing babies after they're born, socialism. I mean, the whole thing, anti-capitalist. And another bad harbinger for the Democrats, in 2016, they lost the working class Democrats. In 2020, believe it or not, they are losing Hispanics and African Americans. And that's being shown in the polls. It has them in a full identity politics panic. So we're going to have more identity politics.
I can't get enough of that Elizabeth Warren. I didn't think anybody was more annoying to listen to and look at than Hillary, but she topped it. She took Hillary out. My God, her little thing and her, I'm half Indian.
Well,
She just came out
with a, it's actually a brilliant move in terms of trying to capture the youth vote. She's trying to forgive $50,000 per person who has student loan debt with a family income of below $100,000.
Look at this.
By taxing the ultra rich.
Yeah, this is.
That's a sales play. That's a sales play to the millennials.
It's a bribe.
It really is a bribe.
It's basically a bribe.
It is. Yeah. 100%.
You're right about Elizabeth Warren. You know, everybody remembers maybe back when they were a little kid, they were in a library, and there was a librarian who got up on the wrong side of the bed, pinched her nose, and is just this annoying, nasty shusher. And that's what Elizabeth Warren is.
The finger.
And but it's showing in the polls. She's in fourth or fifth place in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
So I think she and Kamala Harris, their campaigns are in trouble right now. So their opposition research is working overtime to dig up dirt on Mayor Pete, because he's in third place.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. No, I agree, and I think that's really interesting on the tactic that they're taking. Now, speaking of that post Mueller report, obviously there was no collusion, but now the big argument is there was obstruction because allegedly Donald Trump had said, "Hey, go fire so and so." Or what exactly happened? As an attorney, and you read that stuff, James, tell me what's really going on here.
Doesn't there have to be
a
criminal?
I was on your show. I wrote an article on this a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. There cannot be obstruction of justice
because there was no
based
crime
on any of the fact pattern.
Because there's no crime. If there's no crime, how can there be obstruction? Right?
No. I mean, there's no crime, and the grounds that they are seeking obstruction, You basically can't. There's no constitutional way that a president can obstruct justice for exercising his rightful powers that are granted to him under that document. Yeah. And that's a real problem for this. So what this is in a way, it's Democratic showbiz trying to pull some out. Basically, Robert Mueller left some breadcrumbs for them in the report. And that whole section on obstruction reads like a gossip column. Its authorities are, in many cases, media sources who base their stories on anonymous sources. Mm-hmm. It may as well have come from the Mueller investigation staff. I mean, it's a circular situation. And it says, basically what it does, it tries to answer a question that Mueller was never given. His mandate didn't involve obstruction of justice. And then it ends up not answering the question. So it's just, to me, an exercise to allow people like Andrew Weissman, his pit bull attorney, yeah. who hated Trump, to vent on the pages of the report and leave something to the Democrats who felt as though their $30 million or our $30 million didn't yield a result. Hey, maybe we need a refund.
Yeah. You know, it would be like if you got fired, you would sue your boss for obstruction of employment.
Yeah, exactly right. It's obstruction of employment. That's right. James, stay right there. We're going to keep you over. I got a couple questions about this Mueller report. Also, there's new news about the Jesse Smollett brothers.
Ooh.
You know, the two the two guys, the two big bodybuilder guys. I can't remember where the country they were from.
A frickin' frack.
Yeah. They're now suing somebody. We'll talk to James about that coming after the break. James Herson from Newsmax and Herson.com. Back with us after the break. Big Biz Show, BigBizShow.com. What are you doing over there?
Too much cholesterol in the blood causes plaque buildup in the arteries. Fiber has been scientifically proven to lower cholesterol. Created by Dr. J. Robert Cade, the inventor of Gatorade, Cholesterade promotes probiotic function, supports digestive health, contains all natural flavors, and is gluten-free. In the original case study, participants saw a reduction in bad cholesterol by more than 20%. Cholesterade is the ultimate all-natural digestive aid.
They voted Ben Bernanke sexiest Fed chairman ever. It's Sully and Russ on the Big Biz Show.
Hey, coming up in just a second, we've got Troy Hazard, the author of the books The Naked Entrepreneur and Future Proofing Your Business, regular on the program, also the host of Getting Down to Business, that you see on Biz TV every once in a while. Thanks for having us along. James Herson, jamesherson.com. Talk about a guy who should have his own TV show.
I ain't ready.
James, we should produce a television show for you down here at Jump Television Studios.
Sounds
called
good.
The Left
Sounds
Coaster.
Good.
Plus, we get to see
you. We can do segues.
Yeah, we could.
Speaking of naked entrepreneurs,
yes.
Let's talk about the brothers suing Jussie Smollett.
Yeah, so the brothers are suing Jussie Smollett. Of course, Jussie Smollett is the person who allegedly faked the gay slur attack on himself, and somehow magically the stuff got dropped. Tell us, where are we at on this story, pal?
No, where we're at, when it magically, corruptly was dropped by the Illinois state's attorney, at that time, Jussie Smollett stepped up to the microphone when he should have stayed silent. If I were his lawyer, I would have put something over his mouth and said and declared his innocence. And then his lawyer went on television and essentially accused these two brothers, these bodybuilders, one of whom is a champion boxer, of actually really attacking him wearing white face. Now, the reason the lawyer said they wore white face is because Jussie Smollett said he was attacked by two white guys. So essentially, Jussie, through his lawyers, accused these two guys, who are Chicago and Nigerians, of a hate crime. So that what they're doing is going to court and suing for damage to their reputation, which is called a suit and defamation. And they've got a really strong one. They sued Jussie's lawyers because it was Mark Garagos and company who defamed them. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. This is the second lawsuit that's been filed relating to Jussie Smollett. The other one was filed by the city of Chicago. And in a civil court, as we all know, there's a lower standard of proof.
Mm-hmm.
And there's extensive discovery. And so Jussie Smollett is going to have to testify under oath in a deposition in both of these suits.
Oh, boy.
He's going to be pressured to settle this because it has the potential of stamping him with an imprimatur of the court saying that this guy is, in fact, a hate crime hoaxer. I mean, his career in Hollywood is pretty much done.
Now, hold on a second. Let me ask you that. Since you're the Hollywood expert, let me ask you that. Wouldn't you, if you were the producers of Empire, hire him back just because of the curiosity factor? I mean, I would watch it. I would watch this episode just to see it.
Or a remake of Liar Liar? I don't know, something.
Well, it's kind of like bringing O.J. back to the comedic movies he was in.
Yeah.
They didn't do it. I think Jussie's become radioactive, and here's why. If he were just this potential hate crime hoaxer, maybe they could rally around him, but this has become a political corruption scandal, and guess where it leads? It leads right to the Obamas.
Huh?
That makes it super radioactive because the state's attorney that dropped the case originally said she was recusing herself because she got text messages from an aide to Michelle Obama discussing the case.
Wow.
And it was clear the text, some of them had been released, and that this aide to Michelle Obama was seeking leniency on this case, and boy, they got it.
Yeah.
And so in an unprecedented way, because prosecutors' jobs are not to unilaterally give up on a case where there's a mountain of evidence.
Right, right.
No prosecutor would do that. So it's really it's an amazing thing to see.
So,
but
hey,
you know, he could do a pay-per-view like O.J. did.
Oh my
gosh. He could
write
a book.
Yeah.
He's got ways to make money.
So does he have dough? I mean, was he making good money? I should have looked this up. But I mean,
$100,000
was he making,
an episode.
He was making $100,000 an episode or something?
Yeah, yeah. He was like, I thought it was. Yeah, it was more than $100,000 an episode. He was, and you know, purportedly according to the police, he was seeking more money because he probably heard about the paychecks of the stars of the show.
Mm-hmm.
His character. He has a starring role, but it's a more secondary character. They've written him out of the remaining episodes.
Yeah.
And the rumor is that they're real close to writing him off the show. But he was making great money, and he could have easily paid the city. They asked him for $130,000. That's probably what he made per episode. Now they sued him for $390,000 plus attorney's fees and costs. Well, it's going to go well over $500,000. Plus, he has to pay Mark Garagos. And so he was going to look back and say, wow, that was a good deal.
Yeah.
I should have taken it.
He's
in a position like Lori Loughlin.
Let's switch over to that Lori Loughlin case, which is, of course, the college admissions scandal. And she, as opposed to being contrite and apologizing and taking her medicine, she decides to take her chances and said, well, I didn't know it was illegal.
Yeah.
And she faces 20 years in prison for that. Why would her attorney's letter even let her do that?
Or she should get together, Smollett, and do like, instead of Big House, what was she in? The Full House?
No.
The Big House?
Yeah, Big House.
Bigger House.
Bigger House, right.
Yeah, no. I either Lori Loughlin had bad advice or didn't, I think more likely, she didn't listen, and part of the reason she didn't listen, she's married to an extremely wealthy man, Massimo Giolini. He's got a deal with Target. You see his fashions in Target. I know that seems strange, but he could be close to, I don't know, he's worth $500 million or something like that.
Okay.
So I think they're deluded, just in the same way that they were deluded to get involved.
So they think they're going
to
buy their way out of this.
Yeah. So, but
put it this way, they can't pay a fine. There's no way prosecutors are going to let them pay a fine because basically they bought their way in. So you're going to let them buy your way out? That's not going to happen. Not in a million years, right?
No, that's not going to happen. It may happen with Felicity Huffman. She may get a fine in community service because she jumped in, cooperated right away. Mm-hmm. Her amount in controversy was $15,000. So she did the smart thing, the right thing. If she has to go to jail, it'll be like a Paris Hilton sentence. You know, she'll last a couple of days and get out. Lori Loughlin, because the prosecutors added a count, they added money laundering, they could have done. They're playing super hardball with Lori Loughlin. We'll have to see. I mean, obviously what she has to do is get in there and cooperate as soon as possible.
But it's never going to be as good as it could have been. It's never going to be as good as it could have been. So, James, thank you so much. You can get James' latest blog right to your inbox by going to newsmax.com and typing his name in the search bar. You can see everything he does. Also, he's here a couple times a week anyway. James Hurston, Left Coast Report, right here on The Big Biz Show.
And next week on The Big House.
Come on. Troy Hazard, future-proofing your business. We're going to talk a little bit about leadership. It's the Big Biz Show. Russ and Sully back in just a second.
Too much cholesterol in the blood causes plaque buildup in the arteries. Fiber has been scientifically proven to lower cholesterol. Created by Dr. J. Robert Cade, the inventor of Gatorade, Cholesterade promotes probiotic function, supports digestive health, contains all natural flavors, and is gluten-free. In the original case study, participants saw a reduction in bad cholesterol by more than 20%. Cholesterade is the ultimate all-natural digestive aid.
Hey, live from the Jump Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. Big Biz Show's on the air. We are brought to you by Prudential. Let Prudential be your rock for retirement. Also brought to you by Bayer Advance, Better Science. I beg your pardon, Rock Mobile. Don't be a rockhead like Russ.
Hello.
Or me.
Bob
today.
Is a rockhead.
Yes, I'm a rockhead today. Thank you. Sorry about that. Rock Mobile, you get a $29 Rock Mobile plan.
You also do.
Bayer Advance, better science, better results. Starbucks Coffee is a sponsor of the program. They've got a bigger, dare I say, bolder flavor. You can't find the nose, can you? I can find it. Now, that way. That way. That looks like a nose. Just like that. That looks like a nose. Yeah.
Did you say bolder flavor?
I said bolder.
Bolder.
Bolder. Bigger, bolder. We're like about 4 seconds behind. So brought to you by Bloomin' Brands. Have you been to a Carrabba's Italian Grill lately?
I walked into a Carrabba's. I walked into a pair of Carrabba's
really,
this weekend.
Like
lucky me. Spent some time there.
Yeah.
Not long, but felt good. They're great places to just hang out.
And who doesn't love
Carrabba's?
Carrabba's. Yeah. Let's just stop here.
We're done. All right. What? Oh, look at this.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you get a close-up of this?
What is that? It's a banana.
But look, it's still a banana. God put on the banana. Troy.
It says Troy on the banana?
It says Troy. This morning I woke up, I go, who's our guest today? And I was going to eat this, and I went, could it be?
Troy.
So, just coincidence? I don't know.
What's the connection between the banana and Troy?
Let's find out.
Okay. Troy Hazard joins us here, all the way from Florida.
Yep.
The reason I call it Florida is because from what I understand, the Mormon community is now they're growing out of Utah.
Okay, got
so
it.
So now they're moving down to Florida.
Okay.
So Florida, there's because right now traditionally Florida is where the seniors go from the East Coast.
Right.
Right now there's parts of Florida now that the Latter-day Saints community is building infrastructure at. So now we can call it instead of Florida.
Florida. Very
like
good,
that?
Bob. Yeah.
Took a long way to get there, didn't it?
You did. But luckily, it
show's over.
Because they group in bunches.
Hey, Troy, how are you, sir? Troy Hazard, keynote speaker, author, and of course, a regular on the program. How are you, sir? Great to have you along.
I'm fabulous, mate. How are you?
Good. So here's my question for you. You wrote a piece called Looking for a Leader. And boy, I was thinking about when you wrote that.
Yeah.
That could apply to Washington, D.C., that could apply to everyone's employment, that can apply to everyone's city, street gang.
Street gang, you need a leader, man.
Talk about that, because right about now, we're all thinking about the 2020 election. Actually, everybody's rolling their eyes about the 2020 election already, aren't they?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit. And here's my thing. Right now, we've got everyone coming out of the woodwork. They're all coming out of the shadows saying that I'm in, I'm going to run. At the end of the day, it's not about the politics right now. It's about understanding what these guys are going to stand for as leaders. Are they true leaders of themselves, of their parties, of their mission? Or are they going to start with the rhetoric and finish up in exactly the same spot in a few months' time?
Well, here's my question. And I'd love talking to you because you're a Ferner. Troy, of course, is from Australia. He's a Ferner.
Speaks that language.
But I like because you can't vote. You can't vote yet, can you? Right.
No, not at all. In fact, I can't vote anywhere now. I'm in no man's land.
You're
I'm between.
You're like a Palestinian.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Roaming the earth.
Baghdad.
Man without a country. So the long story short is that you can give us unbiased opinion of what is happening in our... So standing back and seeing this mess, first of all, your opinion of Donald Trump, first of all. Economy's doing great, but people hate him because he's obnoxious. What's your opinion as a non-agenda-based Ferner?
Well, you're right. We've got to look at it and say the economy has been okay. Things are going okay. Is he doing it the right way? Well, you know, it's obviously upset a bunch of people. But at the end of the day, look at the leadership qualities versus the political qualities. And that's what I think everyone should be looking at right now. It's not about the policies right now. It's not about what they're going to do when they get in. It's about who they are and what they stand for and what they represent as human beings. So look for the leader first, and the policies will fall out of it later. So the three qualities I look for are, I want a leader who's distinctive, I want a leader who's emotive, and I want a leader who's collaborative. If those three things exist, then I'll look deeper at what they've got to say to me as a constituent, as somebody in this country that cares.
Okay. I love the Donald. He's trying to work with people. Well, the other side's a bunch of ding-dongs.
Well, but wait a second, though. You know, Donald Trump, and this is what I maintain, okay? I think the guy's obnoxious. But he's also the guy that made your 401k go up by 400%. Okay, this economy can be directly related to him. Okay,
his wife is hot.
His wife's hot. Okay, and he's the new orange. Okay,
yeah.
Donald Trump is the new orange.
Troy, are you jealous because of his hair? Yeah. Let's get it out of the way, Troy. Get it out of the way. Let it go.
Well, it's been a moment, I suppose.
Okay, but wait a second though. So here's the deal. Okay, I want to talk about this because if you think in terms of distinctive. He is probably the most distinctive leader we've ever had in this country in the history of any president. You know, you talk about talk about inspiring his constituents. His constituents are extremely inspired.
Yeah.
And by the way, and they're comfortable enough to wear the MAGA hat and get eggs thrown at him and everything else. Talk about that piece. Talk about the distinctive part because he covers that in spades.
Well, yeah, for me, a distinctive leader evokes conscious thought in others. Now, he's certainly done that. Whether you like him, whether you hate him, whether you agree with him, whether you disagree, that's pretty much irrelevant. It's the fact that he's actually got you thinking about stuff and has started a conversation, somewhat heated conversation from time to time, but at least people are talking and they're not sitting back just saying, oh, okay, well, you're the boss, you must know, so... Well, okay, let's just go with that then. And I think that's kind of important for us in this next iteration of a leadership in this country. We've got to be actually challenging them and not just saying, okay, I'll go along with that, but really pushing back and saying, well, you know what? I think I've got an opinion on that. I'm going to tell you whether you like it or not.
Okay, so here we go. So you've got a distinctive leader in Donald Trump. Right. Okay? And by the way, we all knew what we were getting. He was a New Jersey contractor. Okay, let's face it. When you think of honest businessman, okay, where does New Jersey contractor come in? Is it right below priest?
Somewhere in
or
there.
Or is it in between priest and somewhere above sanitation?
Okay.
That's a loaded question.
I mean, honestly. Okay, the emotive side, which you just mentioned, okay, they connect an authentic, vulnerable level. He's not vulnerable. He refuses to be vulnerable because he refuses to admit he's ever made a mistake. However,
with the advent of social...
Yes. Oh, what he was saying is he got stuck there with the advent of social media.
So many medias, so many ways for us to connect with them. Yeah. It's pretty hard for them to lie to us. So we dig deep on that as individuals.
Yes.
It seems like the whole Clinton thing started back when lying was a lot easier.
Okay. So, but here's the deal, though. So he is distinctive and he is emotive. Okay.
Yes.
I mean, he really is emotive. So he connects two of the three out of distinctive, emotive, and collaborative. He's got two of the three. Collaborative. This man uses the word I, me, versus not, we and us more than any person I've ever, you know, and that, of course, there's a Donald Trumpism, more than anybody in the history of ever.
But that old construction side of him must have some way to go, all right, I'll give a little here, I'll get a little there. Everyone come to the table, let's talk about it. You know, the people he's working with aren't coming to the table.
I think that's why people are mixed about this guy, Troy, because he is distinctive, he is emotive, but doesn't seem to be collaborative.
Not at all.
Right?
No, and this is one of his big fails, I think. You need to surround yourself with people who know more about less. Because you can't know everything about everything. I mean, I don't understand American tax law. I don't understand Australian tax law. And I've been in business for almost 30 years. So I've got to find the guys who know more about less and trust their judgment and listen to them. And that's a fail for Donald Trump. That's one of the things he hasn't got his head around as an entrepreneurial leader. And that is something I think we've got to look out for in this next run around. Do these guys and girls that are coming up to put their hand up for the big job have that real desire to want to collaborate with smarter guys and girls around them?
Okay. Yeah. And by the way, knowing more about less is not knowing nothing about anything.
I think I've joined that camp right there.
Because knowing...
I know you're so little about so
anything.
Much. And I will be the first one to answer every question on any subject.
Oh my God, that's talking about I don't want to know it all. Somebody knows a little bit of everything. I want somebody that knows a lot about a few things versus somebody who knows nothing about anything.
I can BS. What was my Biesterol?
Biesterol.
My new liquid drink.
No, Biesterade.
Instead of
cholesterol.
You drink a little and just
gonna
everything comes out of your mouth.
It's going to be Biesterade.
But then again, how can you believe everything everybody says? Hmm?
Troy, thank you so much, buddy. Troy Hazard, TroyHazard.com.
Yeah.
Book him for your next keynote. Guy's fantastic. He's also a political pundit, an economic pundit, television show host, author, Australian, and Mr. Clean model.
And he catered the Koala Convention in 1974.
Wearing orange pants. He's Australian, you know.
Too much cholesterol in the blood causes plaque buildup in the arteries. Fiber has been scientifically proven to lower cholesterol. Created by Dr. J. Robert Cade, the inventor of Gatorade, Cholesterade promotes probiotic function, supports digestive health, contains all natural flavors, and is gluten-free. In the original case study, participants saw a reduction in bad cholesterol by more than 20%. Cholesterade is the ultimate all-natural digestive aid.
Jump Television Studios, The Big Biz Show, our affiliates, and our hosts are not registered investment advisors or broker-dealers. Our show hosts make no commitment that the purchase of securities of companies profiled or otherwise mentioned in our programming are suitable or advisable for any person, or that an investment in such securities will be profitable in general. Given the nature of the companies profiled and the lack of an active trading market for their securities, investing in such securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We profile selected publicly traded and privately held companies on our program. Most of these companies that we profile have provided compensation to Jump Television Studios and its hosts for the profile coverage. From time to time, we sell shares of the companies profiled in the open market that we receive as compensation for coverage of client companies, but never sell stock if we are speaking about, interviewing, or covering a public company who has paid compensation. Specific questions on compensation can be obtained by contacting jumptvstudios@gmail.com. Listeners should verify all claims and do their own due diligence before investing in any securities mentioned on this program. Investing in securities is speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We encourage our listeners to invest carefully and read the investor information available at the websites on the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, at sec.gov, and or the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, at finra.org.
They voted Ben Bernanke sexiest Fed chairman ever. It's Sully and Russ on The Big Biz Show.
Hey, Big Biz Show, BigBizShow.com. Great to have you along nationwide, coast to coast. Don't forget, not only are we on Biz TV and U2 America and Armed Forces Radio Network, but we are also on some over-the-top networks like Amazon Fire and Apple and Roku and Binge TV Networks.
Binge TV?
Where they have the Live High Live Network, Russ.
That's as it should be.
What's that, Russ?
Well, that's just a semi-serious look at the world of cannabis and all it can bring
you.
Are
you an expert?
No, not me, but I know an expert. Anchorman, Emmy Award-winning Cron Burgundy.
Nice.
Kind of a big deal. People know him. So there it is. Live High Line Network.
I'm so proud. Yeah, I have to say, I'm just going to pimp it out. My daughter did that logo. My daughter's a very famous graphic designer. I thought she did a very good job.
I love it.
Especially with the rolling paper that she used to do the graphic on.
That's it.
Or it looks like some sort of an illegal bindle of something.
It's perfect.
Not really sure what that is.
Yes.
Coming on the program tomorrow, Tom Del Beccaro with The Divided Era. I'm going to have him and John Laboutier. We're going to figure out how to get them on the air at the same time.
Oh, my God.
So you have one that is as far right, just right of Donald Trump. You have one that's as far left as everyone living in Berkeley.
Yeah.
So and
won't admit it.
But won't admit it.
That's his problem.
I want him on together tomorrow.
Boots.
Then you and I just leave.
Yeah.
Be on the air.
Put two Skype screens and walk away.
Exactly right. Jessica Rousset, I beg your pardon. Although Roulet sounds so good, that could be your stage name. Jessica Rousset is the chief operating officer of Cure Pharmaceutical. Cure Pharmaceutical, of course, you're looking at the website there, curepharmaceutical.com, a publicly traded company under the stock symbol CURR. And just like the website says, delivering the promise of healthier lives because you improve how people take medicine. We were just talking about Canada, so I want to get back to that in a second. But one of the products you guys have is your Sleep Club because you have the sleep strips.
Yeah.
I have a horrible time. I can fall asleep right now. I can't stay asleep to save my ass. Right. I can't.
Noises,
so
lights.
So I could go take Ambien if I want to, but there's other ways to do this, right? Talk about what you guys are offering.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a sleep aid, which is a dietary supplement. It's you can purchase it online, and it's a very effective sleep aid. I would say as effective as Ambien. I take it personally. My husband suffers from insomnia. He benefits from it as well. The beauty is that you can take as much as you need. You can self-dose. It's a nutraceutical, right? Mm-hmm. So you're not going to get those nasty side effects that you would get and dependency issues as with something like Ambien.
Because the thing with Ambien, I can only take it like twice a month, otherwise they say that I won't be able to get to sleep without it, right? That's the big scary
exactly.
part, right?
And I always wonder, if I take more, am I going to sleep longer or deeper?
That's like saying it's a 50% chance of rain. Does that mean it's going to rain 50% of the time, or it's a 50-50 chance?
I don't know. It's worth doing. What else am I going to do?
We need to go to the top of Everest and start asking some questions. Talk about the sleep side, because sleep and cannabis are joined at the hip at some point here.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, our sleep strip has melatonin, so some ingredients that folks are, accustomed to seeing in the health food store. But it also has some innovative ingredients like beta-caryophyllene, which is a terpene, which is very abundant in the cannabis plant.
Yeah.
However, the beta-caryophyllene that we put in our sleep strip does not come from cannabis. It comes from cloves. It can actually be found in other plants, but it has the same mechanism of action. It binds the same receptor, which is the CB2 receptor. The same receptor that CBD binds.
Cloves. Well, can you put these strips on a ham to make it taste? I'm just wondering.
No. You guys recently announced that you entered into a multi-year agreement with a company called Canopy Growth Corporation.
Yep. Correct.
And that's the exclusive license for the CBD product. Talk about exactly what you guys intend to do, because I know you guys are going a little further. You're drilling a little deeper than most companies are doing with CBD.
Yeah, I mean, our relationship with Canopy focuses on getting, plant extracts. Mm-hmm. Of course, they have grows, they have extracts that they're perfecting and putting those in an innovative dosage form like the thin film to improve the absorption of their materials into the body. Mm-hmm. So we're working with them and we just completed a feasibility study with them to take their materials and put them on our film.
Nice.
Is there a limitation on what you guys could be developing? In other words, you're talking about, is there heart medication that can be taken for this? Is there cholesterol medication that can be taken?
Molecule's a molecule,
right,
pal.
Exactly.
So that's a great question. And yes, we talked about the regulatory path for drugs.
Yeah.
And so the 505B2 path is a very attractive path because it's a faster, cheaper way to market.
And that's the FDA. And that's the FDA path, right?
That's the FDA path. Okay. You do get exclusivity on the back end. So we're very interested in developing a pipeline of 505B2s. Mm-hmm. Sildenafil is the first one. But the others will
Which
be
is what, Russ?
I don't know.
Looking
yet.
Viagra.
Oh, see. Now
Learn that.
Oh, that's right. I just ordered 14 packs.
So we can look at lots of different therapeutic areas.
I know I'll get emails because when we have Rob Davidson, the CEO, I tend to get emails. What is the path? As far as time frame goes, from getting from where you're at to getting to market, do you have any idea?
Well, for the 505B2, could be as little as 2 years, maybe 5 years at the highest. But it's a much faster
path. It seems slow to me. It should be like 6 months. What are those people over there doing?
Well, they want to make sure that it's going to be safe. That's what it comes down to.
Listen,
we're having you back.
Thank you. Thanks for
By the way,
me.
Rob who?
Who? Yeah.
No, Rob Davidson will certainly come back with us as well. The name of the company, Cure Pharmaceutical, curepharmaceutical.com. They are publicly traded, CURR. Jessica Rousset, thank you so much
for
swinging by here today. Thanks again to Amanda Brinkman and Ty Pennington from the new show, Small Business Makeover. And, of course, Steve J.J. Wiseman. Chris Janikas, our director. Jared Coleman, our assistant director. Curtis Matovich, our floor director, our floor cameraman, our editor, our composer, our keeper of keys. RussIsFunny.com because...
Well, RussIsFatAndBald.com was taken.
Right. Catch me everywhere at Sully Speaks and BigBizShow.com. We'll see you tomorrow.
There we go. You say you're late.